The character and life of a town is a reflection of its history and the people who create that history. Ann Arbor's history is uniquely captured in 16 permanent street exhibits that celebrate the richness and diversity of downtown neighborhoods. Each exhibit has a theme that is presented through images and historic artifacts. Stories about the people, activities, and events that have historically defined downtown reinforce the special qualities of Ann Arbor life through the years. Through transparent frames, strategically placed, images of the past are superimposed on present surroundings. Ann Arbor's Downtown Historical Street Exhibit program takes local history out of the library and puts it on city sidewalks. The importance of the hospitality business is illustrated by the bustling streetscape surrounding the Grand Al-Anon Hotel. Other exhibits showcase our city's cultural heritage and the roles of business, banking, manufacturing, and education in shaping our community. Located throughout the city center, the historical street exhibits serve both as an interactive educational experience and as a walking tour of historic downtown Ann Arbor.
You can spend less, but not more.
The idea of the Downtown Historical Street Exhibit program began at the grassroots level. It was developed by local residents. The concept was enthusiastically supported by the Ann Arbor Historic District Commission, the Downtown Development Authority, our City Council, and others. Seed money for research came from the National Endowment and the Michigan Council for the Humanities. The unique design concept emerged from an intense brainstorming session. Over 20 local design professionals, architects, landscape architects, and graphic designers participated in the all-day charrette.
I had this idea that I called guerrilla history. Well, what about if you were walking down the street and you wanted to sit down for a minute, you sat down on a bench, and sitting next to you, there was a photograph of that site. So the idea was that the history would jump out at you when you didn't expect it.
For each one of these, you will be able to look through this image here, and this will be oriented so that you are looking more or less down that angle, and you'll get a sense of what used to be there.
From this early meeting and the ideas it generated, a team of designers volunteered to develop the concept fully.
We were also concerned about permanence and resistance to vandalism. That, too, influenced our decisions on how to go about implementing this. The basic frame is two layers of tempered glass with a plastic layer sandwiched in between. The construction is identical to that of the windshield on an automobile.
Local historians then researched each theme, selected photographs, and wrote the text elements. The main element at each exhibit site is the transparent glass panels. These panels are supplemented by porcelain enamel plaques engraved with historic images. In addition, cast metal replicas of historical objects engage viewers in a unique way. These unique exhibits, in combination, offer the pleasure of discovery over time to pedestrians throughout downtown. The first exhibit, installed in 1999, celebrates the original heart of downtown Ann Arbor, Courthouse Square. This exhibit includes a large pedestal with a map showing the businesses and activities around the square in 1908. As laid out by the city's founders in 1824, the courthouse block was a spacious village square. The first courthouse was built in 1833 and was surrounded by a large lawn. Commercial buildings eventually lined the streets on all four sides. The second courthouse, built in 1878, was downtown's major landmark up to the 1950s. Its seven-story clock tower and park-like setting proclaimed its importance to the community and the region. In the 1950s, this historic courthouse was replaced by a modern building. The new courthouse was built around the old one, which remained in place until the new building was completed. An employee then working at the courthouse recalled, I could open my window and reach out about 12 inches and touch the new building. Through the street exhibit's transparent frame, viewers are able to see the old courthouse represented over the actual existing courthouse building.
Is that what this is telling? This is telling you that, I think that that's an existing...
The location and installation of each exhibit element was carefully planned. Each frame and its circular base was laid out at the site using a template. Steel brackets were then embedded in the concrete and stainless steel posts attached and leveled. The specially fabricated glass panels were quickly set in a track in each post and sealed into place. The exhibit site was completed by sandblasting the circular concrete pad to expose an aggregate finish. The footsteps allowed us to align the images of the past with the present. Of course, once each exhibit is completed, it's time to celebrate. State and local officials join project leaders in the dedicatory ceremonies. Each installation is celebrated with a big party, giving an opportunity to thank and recognize the donors and volunteers. The street exhibit program is truly a celebration of the history and life of downtown Ann Arbor. The exhibits appeal to all ages, and they are designed in coordination with the city's public school system to integrate the downtown walking tour into the curriculum. Residents and visitors alike delight in the way our history is presented, and we discover more about our city as we explore its downtown.